The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We're on the air.
Back.
Well, party's starting early today, isn't it?
To more of Early Break with Sip and Jake.
Jake, you're a freaking nutcase.
Brought to you by Gaina Trucking. On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Thank you for the calls and texts in the first segment, 402-464-5685. Sip is happy to move on from that segment. Yeah.
Well, happy because it's just inherently unpleasant.
Well, that's where Nebraska's at right now as a program, sadly.
Yeah.
They can make things more pleasant just by, you know, helping us out, winning some games. Be wonderful. Get us to a bowl game. That's all we ask for right now. We don't ask for much. Get us to a bowl game.
Oh, come on. That's not enough.
Well, for me, right now, I'll take that.
Yeah,
I want more.
Yeah,
but yeah, I'll take it. I want to ask you this because Eric Shenander's contract was extended through 2023.
Yes.
Sip. For those who thought we were concerned, well, was he going to try to take a different job somewhere? He's sticking around through 2023. Gets a raise to $850,000 for his contract. Right.
Okay.
I'm just curious. So this year, the team went 3-9, but we all can mostly agree that it wasn't that 3-9. The defense was not the huge issue. They lost. Obviously, they weren't perfect because they lost 9 games, but they were. They kept you in every game.
I'm going to read you a fascinating paragraph to me. It will not be fascinating to you. It's fascinating to me.
Oh, that's fine.
It might be more fascinating to Rick because he's older.
Okay, I'm ready.
And remembers things. Then I'm going to give you two stats.
Okay.
Okay, so this was in the Lincoln Journal Star. The 2021 season was Eric Shenander's best yet, as it allowed 22.7 points per game and 366 yards. Both of those marks were near the middle of the Big Ten pack. But the scoring defense, written excitedly, was tied for 36th nationally. See, now we're using 36th nationally to sort of illustrate why a raise might be in order. Okay?
Okay,
I mean, 36th nationally back in the day would have been like, what the hell's going on?
What happened?
Okay, point. I mean, I was doing some studying. For a Daniel Bullock's column. Daniel Bullock's is the safeties coach for the San Francisco 49ers. So I was just looking at Daniel's career. It wasn't that long ago that Nebraska in 2005 led the nation in sacks with 50. It wasn't that long ago where they played real defense. I mean, where they had 50 sacks. Okay, that was his senior year. He was a sophomore on a team that led the nation in interceptions. Holy crap. Nebraska used to do that?
They led
and
the
that
nation
wasn't
a
even,
good thing.
Yeah,
good
that wasn't number. Even the glory years. I mean, that was 2005, an Alamo Bowl team, and 2003, an Alamo Bowl team. That one team led the country with 50 sacks in 2003 when he was a sophomore. The team had 32 picks. That's Iowa-like.
That is Iowa-like.
I mean, Nebraska was doing that long ago. Now we're justifying raises by saying, well, they finished 36th in the nation in defense, in total defense. That used to be crisis time.
You always point out, Sip, that Mark Banker got fired for his 30th-ranked defense in the country in 2016.
Yeah, he got fired.
It's all market. It's
expectations have dropped incredibly.
Well, they have.
It's market
Price. It's hanging on to the guy.
Oh, I get that. I get that. And I'm not saying he shouldn't get a raise. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying to the reasons to we try to illustrate why it should happen, in the context of Nebraska's history, are sort of amusing to me.
Yeah, I know. We can get lost in the weeds on that history thing forever, but
we need to get lost in the weeds.
We got to live in the now.
No, we don't. We have to remind ourselves what Nebraska was capable of doing.
Well, I agree.
I disagree with people who say stop living in the past. No, we have to live in the past. We have to remind ourselves. It informs us that it can happen.
Okay.
Instead of continually letting the expectations drop to the point where we don't even think about anymore that Nebraska hasn't had an all Big Ten lineman or an all conference lineman in 20 years. We don't even think about it. It seems like we don't think it's important.
Are you talking about offensive linemen?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It seems like we don't even regard it with importance. Ah, Sip, we can win without first rounders. Okay.
No.
Yeah. Tell me how that's going to happen. How are we going to win championships without first rounders?
I agree.
Yeah. I mean, it's the standards have eroded to the point where it's sort of alarming to me.
Yep.
And I get it. Now we say, well, you got to beat Iowa before, you know, I mean, they're the ones not very good, so we got to beat them. You know, it's like, okay, yeah, I guess. Steps. Pretty soon it's going to be, well, we got to beat Minnesota before we learn to walk. I mean, how far are we going to go with this? You know?
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Yeah, I mean, in that discussion there, the fact that you're seeing Purdue this year, George Kolaps is going to be a top 15 pick in the draft. You know, they've had an elite player that made that defense. You know, they weren't elite, but they were really good. But they had an elite player. You haven't had that player in a long time, and it's at Purdue who almost was. This year, if the coach was bad, they were talking about a fired coach.
Yeah, Rick, possibly. I am not arguing against his raise.
Who recruited Sue?
That would have been the Callahan.
Yeah, it was Callahan.
Yeah, so it would have been John Blake, I imagine.
Right.
Yes, John Blake. R.I.P., by the way,
R.I.P. John
Blake.
Right.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, as long as we're talking about Callahan, Bill Callahan got it. He understood. He understood that you had to go get the horses. He got them. I mean, he got the horses.
That's why he had Blake.
Yeah, definitely.
Great recruiter.
Yeah, among Bill Bush.
Ben Bush.
Mean, they had a great recruiter.
Was he here then during Callahan?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Okay.
Bill Bush was – okay, here's another stat for you that bubbled up. In 05, get ready for this. This almost knocked me off my chair. Nebraska blocked 7 kicks in 05.
That's good. So they had the most sacks in this nation?
Yeah, 50. And they blocked seven kicks.
I remember that.
They won nine games.
Yeah, they won nine. They beat Michigan in the Alamo Bowl.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, they might have won 8, actually. Was it 9? Did that get them to 9?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they won 9 with the bowl game.
Yeah, with the bowl game, yeah. I think so. Double-check that right now. It seems like that might have been a 5-loss team. That led the nation in sacks.
Yeah, that defense used to run wild. That was fun to watch.
Yeah, it was fun to watch them block kicks. Seven block kicks.
8-4.
Yeah, 8-4. Yeah, strange.
Is that the bowl game for that?
Yeah.
Let's see what's going on here.
Yeah, see what's going on there.
Wikipedia here.
Yeah, 8-4.
Yeah, it says 8-4.
What happened, Jake? In 05.
Okay, they beat Maine, Wake Forest, Pittsburgh, Iowa State, started off 4-0, lost to Texas Tech by 3. Then they beat Baylor, so they're 5-1. They lost 3 straight to Missouri, Oklahoma, Kansas, so you are 5-4. Then you won 3 straight to end. Yeah, K-State, Colorado, Michigan. They only had 11 games in the regular season.
Okay. By the way, hearing from the text line that Dennis Wagner recruited Sue.
Oh, okay. Yep. I forgot about that name.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dennis Wagner. So whoever, the Bill Callahan staff did a great job recruiting.
They did.
fifth. They led the nation in sacks. So I can't. 50. I know. You're right. It's for some reason, it's even hard to imagine that. When it happened here, that was 17 years ago. Now.
Was that during Sue's time?
Yeah, that was Sue.
Well,
but Sue wasn't.
But they double and triple team.
No, that was before 05, Sue.
Yeah, 05 was not Sue.
He would have been, yeah, that was not Sue. That was, yeah, that
he would have been Carricker and
Jay Moore.
Yes.
Carricker.
Right.
Man. That's hard to believe.
Those guys were good.
That's what I mean. It's stunning in some ways what goes on. By the way, people, LeKeven, who else, Jake?
Well, I mean, on that team, Sue was just a freshman, so I don't think he really played.
Daniel Bullock was a great safety on that team.
Yes. I'm trying to think. Barry Cryer, he didn't play much at all.
Cryer played.
Stuart Bradley.
Yeah, Stuart Bradley was a good player.
Oh, yeah.
He played in the NFL.
Titus Adams.
Yeah, those are good players.
Those guys there.
Carricker being the bell cow, though, top 10 draft pick.
Yep.
So, yeah. Listen.
Steve Octavian.
See, now, there you go, Jake, Rick. Top 10 draft pick.
Right.
Top 10 draft pick. Okay. I mean, that's – come on. You got to get them. Got to go get them. And, let the standards erode.
Well, hopefully we will now with the transfer portal. And everything's changed.
Yeah, I got you.
Everything's changed.
I just look at the fact that Purdue can have one of the best players in the country on their defense. Mm-hmm. In West Lafayette.
Well, in Iowa.
And Iowa has consistently gets great players. They take them and make them great.
Yeah. They got to get back to it. You got to get back to expecting that, too. Nothing against that raise. It's not that. It's just the reasons. It's interesting to me to read the reasons to justify it. What 36 in the country nationally on defense used to be a crisis here.
Right.
But now we kind of say, well, come on, SIP. They were 36 in the country. Oh, okay. Great.
When we come back, we'll get to Rick Heyman's Song of the Day next on Early Break of the Ticket.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise. Having fun in the sun or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.